Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. I am John Abaya and it's August 30th. Oh wow, that thing just ended just like nothing. Joining me today is Audrey.
Hey.
Hello. And this is date night. The kids are asleep and we're going to be playing a little Bill and Ted video game. I don't know if there's a video game for Bill and Ted. I'm just saying that right now. Yeah, it's just us two.
Mm-hmm.
Just us, if you guys like hearing us. I don't know why the podcast intro did that. That's weird. I have to like look into it. It just ends weird. Like
it faded out. You were talking.
Did it really fade out? Look, like hear it. Oh, I can't just fast forward. I can't. Okay, let's leave that alone. So if you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss on what we watch, listen, played, or read throughout the week. And we usually begin the episode with a trailer talk. And this week's trailer talk will be Little Nightmares 2. So it's a video game. And we conclude the episode with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is Bill and Ted Face the Music. That was released on VOD and in theaters at the exact same time.
Did it go in theaters?
Yep, it did.
Are the theaters open?
There are certain ones. Was it AMC?
In this state?
It's AMC.
In so, California?
Yeah, any AMC, I think 100 or so are open, and they played it.
Hmm.
But we don't have any AMCs around Sacramento. I think the nearest one is in the Bay Area. So, yeah. So, for the people who watch it, stay safe. If you're in the theaters, VOD, I think VOD is a premium, too. It's like, usually when you rent a movie, it's usually $20. I mean, $5 to $6. Mm-hmm. And then this when it came out Friday, it was $20. Whoever has like a really nice home theater set up.
I mean, it's cheaper than taking your whole family.
Yep, yeah. No popcorn and whatnot.
Well, if you have more than one person going to the movie theater with you.
Yeah, we save like, what, $20?
Yeah.
Because we have four people in our house. We could invite all their neighbors and we will save more.
How would we
the
save
more? The
more
people we save more because we're not paying for them. But
no, the only you'd save...
Or, if you were paying for them.
No, if you charge them to watch the movie.
No.
Because, you wouldn't normally take them with us. Yes. So it's not saving at all.
That's funny. Okay. Oh, yeah. We're going to do a trailer talk. But this week's trailer talk will be Little Nightmares. But in this odd way, we're going to actually watch it live. You never watched it, right?
That's how it should always be. You should always watch it.
But you never watched it at all, right?
No, but you should always watch it. Okay.
So we might be talking in front of it. So... just watch it and then we'll
that's the point. It's okay.
Okay,
you don't have to explain that.
Okay, so heads up,
if they want to watch it, they can watch it.
We are currently recording a series of date night videos of us playing Little Nightmares, in which I've never
is
watched.
Nightmares Lightmare
Nightmares with the S.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I guess so, you're right. Yeah.
I've never played it, so I've really played about 3 hours worth of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know the story because you watched a playthrough and seen maybe the... Did you know this Easter eggs or whatever the... Did you see that stuff or no?
Maybe. I don't remember. It's been a while.
So I have no idea what we're going about to watch. So let's watch it. The trailer was released during Gamescom. That was over this past like 4 day week or the last
What's
weekend. Gamescom?
What is Com?
I don't know actually.
Community?
I guess it's community, yeah.
Commerce?
It's COM though. It's Gamescom. So I don't know why it's called that. I never really got into why they got into it. But
Has there been a Gamescom multiple times?
Yep. This is a, you know how Comic-Con and stuff or E3? So this one is held
All
in,
I really know of is E3.
So this
and then
one,
the people who have their own brands, mm-hmm. like Blizzard and stuff, don't they do their own things?
Yeah. So E3 is American thing. Gamescom is a German thing.
If you should say that, then I would have understood.
But it is literally the European one because they have it.
Is the European game?
Kind of like the equivalent to E3. But
no,
it's all
but it's
of
his game. You said it was released during the German one, so is it European?
Gamescom is held in Germany, usually.
I know, but if this was exclusively released... In the German one, and not the E3 in America.
Uh-huh.
Does this game originate in Europe?
No, necessarily. It's just another way for European people to see it. If they don't watch E3 and stuff like that.
But did it play at E3?
I don't know. I never. I don't think so.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh,
that's what I'm asking because it seemed the way you're describing it, it seemed that it was exclusively shown.
Oh, yeah, Gamecom. I'm not sure. I think there's an actual trailer. I don't know if they ever did a teaser. I've never heard of Little Nightmares 2 trailer. Mm. This is the first time I've seen it, so we're going to watch it right now. And I just have to click the play button, and there might be an ad.
Horror themes.
So it's still
to
Sierra. Yeah.
Oh, we got a box now.
You mean the box?
On our head. We didn't have a box before. This is weird being the outside.
It is weird. Oh, there's that jumpy puzzle.
Mm. Oh, we have a whole people with us.
Yeah, it's a co-op.
It is.
So now you know the pain. I'm trying to do this. So
oh, our friend is the box. Yeah. Our friend has the paper bag over his head. So you haven't even seen the gross part yet in Little Nightmares.
It seems like he
Oh, he went on the TV. He bought a TV.
What the heck? It seems like you play as him first and you counter her. That's what's happening.
Well, this plays into how, because people on the outside play into the nightmares in the first one. Now you're seeing how the world is on the outside, why they're like that. Why would you? Because the ship that you're on in Little Nightmares, mm-hmm. it's like a pleasure cruise type of thing.
I don't want to know about any of the information. That's a lot of hints already. So yeah, it's still coming out on everything next year.
It's coming out on everything.
On PS4. It's still coming out. It's coming out on PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X.
Late in 2021. Okay,
so it's either, later. Yeah, later in 2021. Comes out 2021.
What's Xbox Series X? Is that the new?
The Xbox. Because
so now it's called Series X?
Yeah, Series X. Yeah, they can't, because they run out of other words, what would you call it?
Xbox X.
Xbox X?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
XXXX.
Then there will be triple X.
I know, so that'd be cool.
People will just go and call it triple X.
Yeah, why not? That's next year.
Get in or get X. Ooh.
How many years in between consoles?
Normally? Five to 10 years. 5 to 7 years. Yeah. 8. And whatnot. So that was it. Did you like it?
He did.
I have no idea what's happening. I don't know why. There's a woodsy area.
Because now you're in the outside world and you see how people are. Because mm-hmm. in the ship, you're isolated. You just think that's an isolated experience.
Yeah.
But people are coming onto the ship.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll see. And this is that whatever plagues the adults or the bigger people. I don't even know if they're adults or they're just people. And you are something different. You're not a people.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're just a human being, like a regular human being. We think they're kids, but they transport into a different portal that's everyone's huge, like giants. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's little nightmares. Like, they're little nightmares. They are the little nightmares.
I think it's children, because that's what you call children. They're little nightmares.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, go check that out. The trailer just dropped. Little Nightmares Part 2. Yeah, look how easy that is. Like, to do a trailer talk.
Mm-hmm.
Is this recording? Okay, good.
What was that?
There's a part of me is like, are we just talking to the void right now?
But that's true for everything.
Yeah, no, but we need to record this because we are podcast content, YouTube / TikTok.
Tip top. You know that new platform, Tip Top.
Insta, and what else? Twit. I don't know. I was combining all the words. What we did this week? I don't know. Let's move on to what we did this week. There's a bunch of stuff. What am I doing this week? I haven't really read anything.
Mm-mm.
Not really listened to anything, technically. Mm-mm. It's the exact same things all over again. By podcast-wise? I don't know. Oh, I know what we can talk about. Is Puppet History by Watchers.
Watcher. Not Watchers.
Oh, yeah, Watcher. So if you don't know, Watcher is a YouTube channel, I guess.
Or a company.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, it's a company. I'm going to look this up now because I don't actually know who was in it. I know it's two people we know. It's Shane and... this is going to play a video, isn't it? Oh, no. It's run by... Oh, they don't even show anyone the people, right?
I don't know what that... Go on the Wikipedia or something.
Wikipedia? Maybe Patreon. Let's go to Patreon. Because they have to have at least something that talking about who are they and whatnot. Okay, here it is. Okay, there. So these are people who used to be in BuzzFeed. Shane, Ryan, and Steve. They're the main, I guess, co-creators, right? Mm-hmm. Of the company. They make... I think we talked about Watchers before, but...
Watcher.
So specifically, we will be talking about Puppet History. Well, Puppet History...
Papa,
please give me some history. Is a YouTube series they produce, and it is Shane that is the puppeteer.
Yes.
Puppeteer. And he has this little professor guy, this little thing that looks like almost like Elmo but blue. And he tells history, and they play like a quiz show with Ryan.
He's the color Rosita.
What?
In Sesame Street?
Uh-huh.
Rosita.
What does that mean?
That's that puppet. That he looks just like her.
Who is that?
Rosita.
Oh, it's another puppet. I don't know why I thought you said color Rosita.
He is the color of Rosita.
Oh, okay, that blue. Yes, yes.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, yes. It's the Spanish talking puppet, right? Mm-hmm. It's like fairly new in the last 10 years.
I don't think it's fairly new.
Yeah, so it just came back on maybe about a couple weeks ago. Yeah, mm-hmm. two or three weeks ago. It's a new season, season two. But this season, they're doing Puppet University. So everything's online. Oh, yeah. Because of the pandemic, so they do this
online university.
Yeah, they did a really cool thing where Shane is doing the puppet part, I guess, at his place or somewhere. It still has a theater from first season, and he does a whole game show from that place. And then has Ryan is always the contestant. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then versus other people. I'm assuming it's all friends and whatnot with them. And then yeah, they
learn history.
They learn history.
To get history points, and you get the coveted jelly bean
trophy. Yeah, filled with jelly beans. Mm-hmm. And the professor is basically the teacher ish type.
He's person. A professor.
Yeah, professor.
That is the definition of a.
The last couple episodes were, what is it, the...
The Pharaoh was the last one we watched.
Yeah, the Pharaoh, there's one with Abe Lincoln, another one with the one with the volcano. I forgot the name. Near Pompeii.
Oh, yeah.
And the first one was...
Well, this season...
Oh, yeah, that's only three episodes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so right this now. Season they're talking about, they're doing a lot of unknown historical female figures.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of their friends wrote a book about that too. I forget. I don't know her name off the top of my head.
A lot of them is intertwined with female, like history mm-hmm. people, like
unknown.
Unknown. Yeah. So you know the event, like you heard of Pompeii, you heard of Abraham Lincoln, you probably heard of Egypt and all the pharaohs.
You probably heard.
Yeah.
Like who are you? Pharaohs. Who are you? You probably heard yeah. this.
So, but they dive into like you said, unknown people. So mm-hmm. it's kind of nice to see that. It's still funny. He up. His puppet game, I guess mm-hmm. you say. There's one with a train that's really great, and the last one was a goose. I remember him saying he has a very favorite one. I don't know if it's that one, but it's one we've never seen yet after the train. So the train one isn't his favorite. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So
did he distinctly say that?
Yeah, during the making of the behind the scenes with the train. He's like, this one's like really good, hard to make, but there's one that I really love, that I really like, that I think I honed his craft, basically. Because I guess the train one was one of the first puppets he ever made, like by hand, like really made it. Without like having a popsicle stick and that's it. Like, piece of paper. So it's kind of nice that he's getting better and better with it. And then all it is, like the puppet itself, not the professor, but the train mm-hmm. is cardboard and just paint, and that's it. And then
a sock,
really very good way to engineer the cardboard to fit his hand and mm-hmm. to make it look like a train. Check that out.
The other series you watched on Watcher was Are You Afraid? Yes. That our kids are kind of a little scared of. Are You Scared?
So we watched the three episodes, right? I guess there's only three episodes. All of them are very. So it's this one. A lot of Watcher videos are Shane and Ryan, like that I've seen. Like they are the head people of the face.
They do. Yeah. No, but he does other stuff too. You just don't watch it. He does stuff mostly with food.
But I would say like maybe Ryan's one of the main people too. Like he is in like a lot of stuff. Like so this one and Are You Scared? It's just Ryan and Shane just talking.
It kind of jumps from their Unsolved series. Mm-hmm. Ryan is reading Shane creepypastas.
It, and some might be true.
Yeah,
true.
But they're produced. But they don't. Both of them do not know is it true or not.
Yeah.
And then I think one of their last, or they had prompts on there that people that they're going to accept user submitted stories mm-hmm. as well.
And it's art that's done really well. I don't know who the artist is, but it's like they have a consistency of all the episodes done by. It almost reminds me of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
The book.
I think that's
like
what
that
they're going
style.
For.
Yeah, it's that like scribbled black and white style mm-hmm. of looking, and our kids got scared and the last
one we watched together where that guy is in the wall
mm-hmm.
there's a new movie that's out that is that story.
What?
Yeah, it's the lady from the Dan Harmon show that got canceled and then Community.
Yeah.
The main girl from Community.
Alison Brie?
No, the main girl from Community.
Oh, I don't know. I always thought Alison Brie was the main
one. She's not the main girl from there.
Oh, the one that's always chasing
Joel McHale.
Yeah, yeah.
Dunce on
the
CBB
blonde.
A lot.
She's a comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And she's in this
she's
movie?
The mother. She's the main. She's
oh,
the
wow.
female lead in this story. I forget what it's called. I was watching the trailer. I guess you didn't watch it with me.
No. What was it called?
I don't know, but just look up her name.
I don't know.
Put her name in Scary Movie.
Community.
What do they call her? What's her name?
G. Winkles. I don't even know her character name. I don't know. I don't remember any of their.
I'm trying to think of her real name because they call her Jillian.
Jillian, yes. Jillian, not McCallum. Jillian Jacobs.
Yeah. So look at her. It's a scary movie.
The Box? No.
No.
Invincible?
No.
Violence of Come Play? Magic?
Come Play.
I think it is.
That is a weird name.
Yes, that one.
Let me see the poster. It's good at...
Here, watch this trailer.
Oh, another?
Why can't we have two?
Okay, Come Play. Let's watch this trailer real quick.
You didn't not type.
I know, C-U-M, like, it's a whole different thing.
What if we just played that all
It's like, whoa, this is a weird website that has all this Come Play.
This is Larry.
Whoa, this is loud. Okay.
He just wants a friend.
Make it big.
Make it scary.
Make it scary.
It's in theaters now, it says.
How's this communication been going?
So you can watch this now.
Any friends.
What? It has...
How come Oliver still gets to use his phone in class? He's autistic, dude.
Yeah, dude.
This does not start off like a horror movie. Mm-hmm.
So they play with that same element we saw in the other scary movie.
I just want to be your...
He kind of looks like the brother of that wolf.
Yeah, the Wolfhorn guy.
Yeah, Wolfhorn guy. Ugh.
There's nobody but your mom and your dad.
That's Halloween's not out yet.
Do you know how your nightmares aren't real? Neither are ghosts or ghouls.
What are you staring at? Hey! What's this? This is Larry. He isn't from the world you know.
This is like literally the best.
I told you, yeah.
Maybe we should stop reading. Will you be Larry's friend?
I love that.
He just wants a friend.
Hello?
A friend. This
something wants our son.
A friend. He just wants a friend.
It kind of looks like it in the face. My son. Mm-hmm.
Did you turn it on?
Finish the story.
He just wants a friend.
Ooh, it becomes a monster. Oh, he even did the eye thing. I didn't even notice that. It is literally that story.
This is Larry. Oops.
This is Larry, everyone. yeah, that's a cool. That's trailer talk again.
Yeah, why not?
That looks scary. Right. I like the way it looks. Mm-hmm.
I love the cracking.
I've never seen her in a different type of genre film. Jillian Jacobs. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Ooh, I wonder who is that kid? Like, who come play?
Who come play? Come play guest.
Doing this live. If his name is...
Little Boy.
Okay. It's not Wolfhart, brother.
Isn't it Wolfhart? His name's not Wolfhart.
No. Oh, Wolfhorn or whatever. But it's not him. I thought it was.
It's another boy.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that looks cool. Mm-hmm. I would watch that. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. We're done now?
Yep. Okay. And that's it. What else?
I don't know.
You have anything else to talk about?
That we watched?
Huh?
That we watched?
No, like throughout the week. What we do?
Nothing. We had some time off and we were just...
cleaning. Oh, we played a lot of games for date night, so just check the channel. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, check the channel. I think that's it. Yeah, let's just move on then to our main discussion. Bill and Ted face the music.
Ready, Bill?
Ready, Ted.
Dude, we've spent our whole life trying to write the song that will unite the world. Why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
And take it from ourselves?
No way!
Our dads are totally in trouble. We should help them out.
Dude, let's get that song.
Let's rock!
Once told they'll save the universe during a time-traveling adventure, two would-be rockers from San Dimas, California, finds themselves as middle-aged dad still trying to crank out a hit song and fulfill their destiny.
I think they're a little older than middle-aged.
They are way... I would say Keanu Reeves.
And maybe that maybe that's what's kind of off-putting for me.
They had... Well, their daughters were 24, so that made sense. Like, if they had them around 24...
They don't look 24. They look pretty young. I mean, they don't look like teenagers, but I don't know.
No. They look like their age, like 24, like young adults. I would say.
Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah. So the movie is directed by Dean Parasot? Parasot? That's how you say his name? Okay. Yeah. The movie stars Keanu Reeves, Alex Winter, you know, as Ted and Bill, Kristen Schaal, Samara Weaving, Bridget Lundy Payne, William Shatner as Death, and Anthony Carrigan. As a robot. You'll see his name.
What was his name? Thomas or
Dennis?
Dennis P something or whatever. Dennis W. Schultz or whatever.
We'll spoil the movie at this point. If you haven't watched it, go check it out at VOD right now or in your theaters. $24 or $20
watch
to
it on
rent.
VOD, don't go in the theater.
$25 to buy. And we bought the movie, so we're supporting it because we would watch it in the movie theater, so either way, I don't know how...
It's better for us. It's cheaper for us.
Yeah, it's cheaper for us. I don't know how it does it in digital. Like, how much money does one studio get?
I think they get more because they don't have to cut it with the franchise, the theater franchise.
But yeah, Audrey, are you a fan of Bill and Ted? And what did you think about the film?
Yeah, I like Bill and Ted. I remember watching it as a child. When did the first ones come out? The 90s?
Guess.
90s.
Bill and Ted.
Release date.
89 for Excellent Adventure and 91 for Bogus Journey.
Mm. I just realized how much that Keanu as a young looks like Cito.
When his
like our cousin, mm-hmm. his little cousin. This one, it had a weird. This is the first time I think I experienced distraction from the act by the actor. Mm-hmm. Like how you're mentioning how Alex is very good at being Ted, and he knows how to put
Bill.
Bill.
Yeah. No, Alex Winter is Bill.
No, he's Ted.
It says Bill on the.
Ted, isn't he Ted?
No, he's Bill.
Oh my God, I'm so off of it. You're right, Bill, the blonde one, the blonde.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they have it wrong. Because Thea is Samara Weaving, and she's a blonde. I would think that's the daughter.
Yeah.
Or did Ted? They reverse it? I think it's it. Ted. Okay, let's.
Or did they name their daughters after each other? I didn't know if they did. I didn't catch that.
It is really.
I was focused on them being just mirror images of their dads.
I think their own dads. Probably.
I don't think that they mirror image their uncles.
Oh wait, let me do Alex Winter Bill then. Alex Winter. Oops, Winter. He plays Bill. Yeah, Bill.
Is it Bill?
Yeah. He plays Bill.
Okay, I'm confused. I don't know who anybody is anymore. Mm-hmm. He was really good at being his character. Keanu, I felt I was distracted where I kept saying like it feels really weird to see him like this. He was good at doing his walking mannerisms, but I think what I noticed when I was looking at old clips is that in the original ones, they both, and especially Keanu, would smile a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And they were happy.
Yes.
In this movie, Keanu did not crack a smile hardly ever, I think. And he had that long, drawn-out old person face, which I know is the point of it. They didn't put makeup on him purposely. They didn't make him look youthful. This is them. They're old. Mm-hmm. They're old men. And I understood that. But Alex was able to embody his character and still have more a lightheartedness. But I guess that's the whole thing was that, because I kept saying, oh, he drank and he got like he took it more. Keanu's character took it more. And that's kind of took me out of it for a lot of it. The girls were great. I think they did a great job as being their little dads, mm-hmm. sort of thing. Like
Billy.
And
they do a good personation without becoming a personation. Like they're not
without being a word mocking.
Yeah, yeah. Mocking thing. They're not trying to impersonate Bill and Ted. They're trying to impersonate
somebody
daughters
who, some
of Bill
who
and
grew
Ted.
Up yep, and yeah, yeah. Who idolized their fathers yep, and yep, things yeah, like yeah. that. And like how I like how they had their I'm just confused. Ted's haircut, Keanu Reeves' haircut, her hair, but then the other one, she was blonde, but she didn't have curly hair.
No, yeah.
Sort of thing. And they're just their outfits and things.
And then in the movie, their wives are Jaima Hayes Hayes. Yeah, they're recast. And like Earn Hayes, we've seen in Bajillion Dollar Property before. She's a comedian, well-known. And
I feel like
Jaima
she was super
Hayes
tall
too.
In this movie.
Yeah, it felt...
I feel like she wasn't that tall in the show. In the bajillion, I know she always had heels and like tight short dresses on.
Mm-hmm.
Unless everybody else was taller around her, but this one I feel like she was super tall, or they made her tall to be tall for Keanu.
Probably the same height. Yeah, yeah. They purposely did that. What else?
Bruce. I liked how you said like how the girls were not they. It was more of an homage, not an impersonation. Mm-hmm. And I think when they had. When they went back to the historical figures, I think it was that same thing too. They weren't doing a comedic impersonation. It was sort of thing. It was I don't know. Someone's interpretation. I don't know. It was I don't know what I'm trying to say anymore.
Like the those two or the other characters.
The historical figures.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sort of thing like
they're
that.
They're playing it as the same way as the historic characters in the original one where they're not, what do you call that? Like, there's a word for that. Not impersonation, but...
It's not a parody of
it. It's not a parody at all. It's literally like the actors were acting like those people. Like,
As if they were in a play during that time. Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when they go to our world, then they act.
And I liked how they kept when they went to the, was it Mozart?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
How he just spoke German and like mm-hmm. all the Chinese or Japanese flautist.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was a song too. I was like, oh, that's her song. Like you.
Really liked was how when they were going back in time and they had to go keep going back in time to get their future person to come with them to
join
the
yes.
band. How the past influenced the future,
mm-hmm.
but the future is now influencing the past, and yep. how it's cyclical and everything like that, which was the whole point of the movie, being cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how they kept with their special effects. How the robot was just a dude in a suit.
Practical. Very, very practical.
Like how Station was just two dudes in a suit sort of thing.
Station. Who's
that? The little alien guys.
In the second one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They are the one that morph into a big one. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking
about?
They're
very Jim Henson-y type of that nose and that whole 70s.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I didn't even think about them.
They kept with that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Too bad Station doesn't make an appearance.
No, remember they did the Kid Cudi's like Station, and like everybody did Station.
Yeah, yeah. No, but they never made an appearance like the creature.
But they
what happened to that creature?
I think he didn't he disintegrate die? Or something?
I don't know. I forgot. I remember they were just in. Oh, yeah. I think he did.
Because there were two, and then they became one to be big dude to help fight the other guys, the other Teds, the other Bill and Teds.
Probably I have to rewatch that again rewatch the ending.
Some of the older movies, I think it was the second one or the first one, where like they were very homophobic a little bit.
Oh yeah,
but like everybody was during that time. It's not an excuse.
It's weird. Know. Homophobic is there, but incest is like a-okay.
Some weird ass incest, and they did touch on it, and they kind of explained it, but I can't repeat it right now. Yeah. It's hard to repeat.
Is not incest in the way you would think, but incest in the
way. It's not familiar like actual blood.
No. But it is. It's like pornographic, like your fantasy.
Incest. I guess so. Yeah. Is that what that is? Yeah.
Well, with your stepmom, that's what it is. Like,
No, you're really right about that. Like, that's the whole thing during that time where it's like, oh, it's your stepmom mm-hmm. or something like that.
But if they went to school with her, that's the weird part. That's the thing that's
and
weird.
And she looks super older too.
In this one, yes, she looks older.
She must have been an older woman, of course.
No, but they said they were only like 4 years apart from Bill and Ted because they were the.
I don't even think they're four. I think they're in the same graduating class.
They were.
I feel like it was
probably.
I'm
surprised who they got the dad again. Like he literally. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's done other stuff, but it seems like they just threw him in there and then I'm doing this okay.
I love though how at that when they were in hell and he's like and he realized that he was right the whole time, Ted. And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't do the one thing that I need to support you, but now like I'm really sorry and I support you. He's like thanks, Dad. And, like he's like that's all he ever wanted was that sort of gratification or acknowledgement. And he gave him it looked like a real hug and a very mm-hmm. I mean they're acting, but you know, it was very I thought that was a very touchy moment that like he realized the father realized his mistake, which all parents do, you know, sort of thing. And then the son accepted it and just wanted that love and that sort of thing.
He's not like, no, I don't want to accept this. I want, or
I told you, haha.
Yeah.
Because but Bill and Ted are very, very good boys. Mm-hmm. You know,
they're morally they're trying to do good. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
It's just and like they're airhead. They're dumb. They're not dumb, but they're like airheady.
Yeah.
But they are smart.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah, Kid Cudi was too smart for the movie because I couldn't mm-hmm. follow.
All and their daughters stuff. Like seem like they're smart. But yes. They love music. Yeah. That's a thing.
Their passions is not for the academic. They have really passion for something else mm-hmm. and they're really good at it. And I kind of liked how they were the one that saved the universe, but it wasn't like that they were quote unquote real musicians.
Mm-hmm.
They were, it's like how all the kids are today, like with the creator content with YouTube and with music, it's, you don't actually have to play. You can still, you can be a creator, but just as like what is that called? The guy who leads orchestra.
A conductor.
Conductor.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what they were.
Yeah, or producer. And
it's still as much credit as the person who is playing the instrument. Because mm-hmm. most of the time, you think the person playing the instrument is the only one that deserves credit or that created it, sort of thing.
You're like touching on the theme of this film, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It just take one person. Mm-hmm. We always thought throughout the whole film or throughout the last 20 years it will take these two people to unite,
mm-hmm.
but at the very end it took everyone, like everyone with the same instrument or same note to play the song and whatnot.
They all had to be playing the same song.
Yeah, in a weird way in this world we all have to be in the same page mm-hmm. to make everything work out.
That's why right now our world is not on the same page and everything's falling apart.
It has a very optimistic ending, but
mm-hmm.
You have anything else to add?
I don't know, do you?
Yeah, my thoughts real quick. Overall, I think the film is very messy. Like messy.
It is, yeah.
Messy, like in a way, like I don't know where one begin, one's end. It feels like they had a lot of ideas and they just threw in there. And
well, then, they literally said they had 46 minutes or 67 minutes. Yeah, 72
so
minutes.
So there is there's a word for this in film, a thing that, I don't know the actual term, but
MacGuffin right here.
No. It's an actual countdown in the film that's telling you how many minutes the film is left. And it's on, what's his name? Ted's watch, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ted's watch. Ted has his watch that tells you how many minutes. It seems like it's literally counting down to the end of the film. And that kind of you throws you off because it just makes you think like, oh, the film is almost ending.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt messy, but then there's a point where I think when the daughters go back in time, I thought like, oh, I get this film. Like it is, it's older people trying to fix the future by going to see their future selves, to see if they did good and stuff like that. They're thinking like,
well, they're trying to find a cheat.
Yeah, a cheat. Like the older people trying to find a cheat. I don't know if this is a theme of the thing. Like they're trying to find cheat to help the world, but every time they did, it got worse and worse and worse and worse. Basically, like the thing.
They had the fear of failure, which they've always had.
Mm-hmm. But the younger people, their daughters, are going back in time and getting the influence. Like they're actually playing it the right way. Like the way you think.
Well, because they're doing it the same way as their fathers did when they were young.
Yeah, yeah. And then they believe that's the way to do it. Like to do it the right way is to actually get the people to inspire you and actually create the song like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the film, we learned like Bill and Ted doesn't really have the song. Like it's literally that Star Wars thing. Like I forgot which Star Wars, where they said that Anakin.
Because they were never really good musicians to begin with. They were air guitar kids.
Yeah, yeah. In Star Wars, it was always said like Anakin is the one to bring the balance to the Force. Mm-hmm. Technically, he did, but he became the bad guy. But he had a son that brought the bad thing, but he did it too. Because it's actually his nephew is the ones versus the daughter of Palpatine. A lot of spoilers for Star Wars, but it's like a generation thing. You think it's that generation, but it's not. You have to go down more generation and whatnot. Similar to this, it wasn't Bill and Ted. They didn't even know. Like Rufus, so Rufus makes a small appearance in here. George Carl died a long time ago.
No, I can't think of his name. All the names you said are wrong.
George, has to be somewhere here.
Are you saying words all the time and I can't think of it?
Keanu Reeves made a lot. No. George. No, that's not George Harrison. That's the Beatles.
That's the Beatles, yeah.
Bill and Ted.
George.
I really thought it was, why can Bill and Ted
go up to the first one to the Wikipedia?
The Wikipedia, but right it's there. The Wikipedia for
Bill and Ted.
Oh, Bill and Ted. Oh, okay. Excellent Adventure. Oh, right here. Starring
Carlin.
George Carlin. Sorry. So you George. Names. Yeah, George Carlin is in the film, but it's only a hologram of himself. But I'm assuming that's uncut,
unused footage.
They use of him, and then Christian Shaw is the one playing the daughter, and the daughter. No one knows how the song is made. Like they never really say in the old ones. They just did it. Like there's a song that they did.
Well, in this one, you kind of learn that it was in the other two movies. I felt like that the future people knew exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, you find out that it was all up to interpretation. Like they knew something happened, but they didn't actually know what it was.
No.
George Carlin's character had an interpretation, and then other people.
And there's like a board meeting of like they all trust him, but then they have a thing like a fail safe. So if they don't make the song, they have to kill them? I don't know why.
Well, they said the other interpretation was that it was their death brought peace.
That's weird. That's why they sent a robot named Dennis to kill them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what was I saying? But yeah, I forgot what I was saying by whole thing. But it is a, it's a like lighthearted. They don't really, there's no referential humor. It's literally you're in this world again, and you're either in it or like you either take what it is or not.
I agree what you said was messy. It had nice little nuggets of like the two previous movies that you liked, where they were being like silly or like, and it was mostly when they were actually interacting with their future selves.
Yeah, yeah.
When they had those little comedic spots of all these different, when they would go back 2 years and then the future, then five.
And then there's a heartwarming moment when they see their old selves.
Yes.
And seeing like, oh yeah, like it.
I really like that. I really love that. Being able to talk to yourself and like understand yourself and love yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, and to be okay with yourself and the choices that you've made.
And then, like I said, like earlier, Alex Winter does a great performance of talking to himself. I think he did a great performance overall.
Yeah, like, he was a really good
like addition. Like that character. If he didn't carry the way he did, the movie would have been just another. It feels like Keanu was just...
And now I want to watch the other ones. I'm like, did he carry the other two movies? And Keanu was very much a side character. But it's just in our reality, Keanu Reeves is a much bigger actor than this one.
But I think Keanu forgot how that, the mannerisms as much.
That's what I'm saying. It was really... Yeah. This is the first time I've ever been really distracted by the actor. Mm-hmm. And thinking, imagining him as the person and then his other iconic characters. I never have that problem when I watch other movies, because I know all these actors, I know they're in different things.
Yeah, like I know
that they have other iconic characters, but when they're in this role, they have immersed themselves in it, and then it has immersed me into that world.
Like, you know, Patterson is...
Who's Patterson?
Robert Patterson is...
Who's Robert Patterson?
Robert Patterson.
Who's Robert Patterson?
Patterson.
Who's Patterson?
I'm saying his name right. You're saying...
No,
you're
not.
Patterson. P-A-T-T-I-S-I-O-N. Patterson.
There's no R in it.
I didn't say R.
Yes, you are.
P-A-T-T-I-S-I-O-N.
You kept saying Patterson.
Patterson. Robert Patterson.
There's no Patterson. There's no Tura.
Patterson. Patterson.
Pattinson.
Pattinson.
Oh, Pattinson. Yeah. There's no R. You keep saying R.
I am saying that.
You're saying Patterson.
Pattinson. Pattinson? Now I don't even know how to say Pattinson. Robert Pattinson.
Oh, no, it's not Patterson.
Oh, it's Aubert. Aubert.
What? Who?
You said no R. Aubert.
Robert.
No, no R.
Pattinson.
No R. It's Batman. What's his name? Jacob. No, that's the wolf guy. Edward.
What?
Twilight. For Twilight, yeah. Like how he does so much more, like in the lighthouse and whatnot. But then Keanu.
Well,
here.
My reference would be Johnny Depp. How he has very distinct characters, and they're kind of similar.
No, there's a point like.
But
Edward Scissorhands is way different from Jack Sparrow. But there's points where like, Jack Sparrow.
Certain mannerisms may cross, but I'm never like distracted by. I'm thinking of him as Johnny Depp, or I'm thinking. Like, I fall in love with that character at that moment. I want to be with that character. This one, I kept being distracted. I think because he has that same look of the John Wick look and all that stuff.
No beard. That's
and
it.
The long hair thing in the face. Like,
but that's how his hair was.
No, it wasn't. It was like the daughter's. The daughter was very clean and poofy. And that's how his was too. That's what I'm saying. I know that's the whole point, is that he's old and middle-aged and like down and out and like has like hit the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of thing, but for me it was just distracting. I think too maybe because it's just old men playing young men, which is just doesn't really work for
I
me.
Agree. And there's a whole bunch of,
I mean, obviously this was made to like, it could be reboot for the girls to do their own thing.
So to carry on to my next point is that I want to see a Samara Weaving and Bridget Lundy Payne. I think I'm saying her name, Lundy Payne, right? Lundy Payne.
Yeah, I'd say that's right.
Lundy Payne, new movie with them going back in time. And not connected at all. Like, I don't want them, they have to make another music. But I really like, especially Bridget Lundy Payne really did a great like job of acting like the dad, Ted, to the point where her mannerisms, the way she walks, and her even her look, like... Both of them have a very unique look, like how Bill and Ted had a unique look back then.
It's this time's version of that sort of thing.
Bridget, Samira Weaving has that flannel red shirt, but she's mm-hmm. wearing it, and then she wears
hers is like that Hawaiian pattern.
Yes,
like,
yes. She has a pattern
it's
shirt.
Like that Ace Ventura mm-hmm. type of
shirt. And then because Bill, Alex Winter, her dad, had that look. And then mm-hmm. Keanu Reeves' character, Ted, always had like a black jacket, dark colors. So they did it. They
I was kind of thrown off by her outfit because I'm like, is she wearing a wetsuit? I couldn't tell
what it
was.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Or like exercise.
It looks like a raving-ish type shirt like you would. It is like kind of transparent.
But I think they're also trying to. I think they're trying to make them kind of genderless too.
Yeah, a little bit. Her especially, like the way she dressed.
Or fluid. I should say genderless. I should say more fluid.
And then the way her mannerisms are basically of literally just mimicking Keanu Reeves' character.
Because they're not super feminine either. Like feminine voices and stuff like that. No. They're very much of their
dad. And they love music. That's what mm-hmm. I like about it. Like, there's a scene in the very beginning for the wedding, and then I thought the daughters would like despise them. But then mm-hmm. at the end, they're like, no, you guys did a really good job, Dad. Like that.
Kind of too much of a hero worship.
Yeah, kind of. Maybe because they hear these hero things. But at the exact same time, you always see these stories of hero worship, and then you learn that your hero is bad or mm-hmm. doesn't live up. They didn't do that here. There's a point where...
No, there was one moment when they realized they didn't have the song. No. Because they assumed the dads had the song the entire time.
But when they realize that, it's not like, oh, you guys are not my heroes anymore.
You betrayed me.
There'll be like a second act where they have to get back together and thing.
It wasn't the Anakin thing.
No. What they did, though, is that they had their character talk to Death and then mm-hmm. Basically reunite. That's their moment of like, we can't move on in this film until this thing happens.
Yes.
So it's with Death, and then you see this history with Death, like about copyright claims and all this mm-hmm. stuff, like the silly thing. It's them trying to encourage Death to do it again. And them saying like, we're your biggest fans. Like the thing is like, whoa, that's cool. Like they know of Death and then how he was influenced. Like,
well, they knew him. He was in the band. They were around for that.
That means Bill and Ted talked about stuff like that. Like there's a lore here we're not looking at mm-hmm. that they know Death is good. Like it's not like there's really bad blood. It's like you want them to reunite. It's not like too bad to the point where they can't reunite, and that's kind of cool. Like their characters, Thea and Billy. I want Anthony Carrigan character, Dennis Caleb McCoy, the robot guy.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be like their Rufus.
Yeah,
because they seem like a good match. Like if he can do the time traveling part, then they can carry on.
Because he does. He has the little shield or mm-hmm. his wings yep. or his... He is the time. He is the booth, basically.
Yeah. I like everything about the movie. From even the ending song. It's not like the most outstanding song, but I like the way they got to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, they mix up Mozart and Louis Armstrong and... who was
Jimi
Hendrix, and then okay, Ling Lung, I forgot her name.
Yeah.
Just all together, and so that's and Kid Cudi, all together. So, yeah, that's go check it out. We both liked the film.
It was a fun weekend movie.
Good way to end the weekend with that film. Very optimistic. Like they really hammered the feeling, especially the very ending with the credits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they got the footage.
Oh no, I saw there's an article. I saw the title of the article. They broke the world record for most air guitar on across the internet or something like that.
So that's why everyone's doing it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, that's cool. So they end the film like just suddenly, and it's like the daughter saying like, and that's how we saved the world. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, and then shows Bill and Ted face the music, and then it cuts to like all these happy people dancing. So it felt like the world was celebrating with Bill and Ted, but realistically, because it's all shot like in quarantine time with the film and everything. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like it's everyone. It's not like just American, but it's around the world, literally.
How music united.
Yeah, you know? The world.
It's a languageless mm-hmm. language, I guess.
Like if aliens came down, that we can talk to music,
mm-hmm.
like Close Encounter, like dun dun dun, or.
I don't think we ever watched that movie.
What's that movie?
It's Close Encounter with where they're the old people are in the pods?
No, that's Cocoon.
Cocoon.
I think it's called Cocoon.
I think so. Yeah,
I watched that too. That's a weird movie. As it, watching it as a kid, because there are these aliens that go under in the pool at one point. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is happening here? There's a lot of movies I watched as a kid that are just weird like that.
It seemed like a lot of, in my memory, or what I understand, it feels like a lot of implied old people sex. I don't know why.
Maybe.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Close Encounter is a guy who builds a potato out of mountains. Oh, what? Build a mountain out of potatoes.
Like at the table, like he wasn't, yeah, like, yeah. He, like he wasn't paying attention, or he was bored, and so he's like, I'm gonna make a mountain out of
mashed potatoes. It's a huge mountain too, like mountain of potatoes. Like, think of a mountain of potatoes and times that by 10. I mean, it's huge.
That reminds me of like when I used to go to the hometown buffet.
And you did
like,
that?
Kind of. You mess with it. I mean, I would eat it. I would love to eat. I would love that. Get the mashed potato, that instant mashed potato they always make, and then the corn, and then the salt and pepper, and then just mix it up. It's so yummy.
And you make a volcano. You put a little hole there, and you put the melted butter there, and then it's like, oh, this is, what was it? Mount Potato.
Mount Potato.
Oh, no. Papatine. What is it? Like, city I was in? Potato. Where's that from?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay. It's from it is from Lord of the Rings, where they say potato.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I remember it from a video our kids watch of Thomas the Train, like meme type footage where it's like potato like that. I don't know. Yeah, that's everything. So we talked about Bill and Ted, Face of Music, Watcher, Puppet History, and did that scare you? Or what was that called?
Are you scared?
Are you scared?
Did that scare you?
Yeah, and,
with a question mark, did that scare you?
Little Nightmares 2, the trailer. I think that's the episode. Check us out at, if you want to, you know, follow us on social media platforms, go on Twitter, follow us at TFA Now, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, either the Freaking Awesome or my personal one, By Arts, where you can watch new date night videos of Audrey and I play video games while the kids are asleep. There should be new ones coming out this week. I don't know which one. I have a handful, more actually dozens to pick from.
And he will.
Yes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, on Google Podcasts, and Spotify if you can. If you have any questions, contact us at contact@thefreakingawesome.com. And you can check me out at By Arts on Twitter at the most organized Twitter feed of 2000XX. You have anything to promote, Audrey?
Yeah, let me get my Twitter feed.
Okay, so I want to actually add something to the Freaking Awesome list. I want to add your Puppet book. History
Ooh.
To the thing. I know the season's not over yet, but I really like
Do you
the
have
puppet.
To wait to the season?
Yeah,
over
no, you don't have to. Puppet History. To the list, because we just talked about it. Oh, is it, I guess, YouTube series? Yeah, YouTube series. I'm adding it to the list right now. Do you want to add anything? You don't have to.
I guess Animal Crossing.
Oh, Animal Crossing. No, Ben added that already. You did add something else. So on that list, we have Birds of Prey, the Huntress scene that slide down the slide. Birds of Prey, Audrey, when Black Canary gives a hair tie to Harley Quinn, or Harley Quinn gives a hair tie to Black Canary. Animal Crossing New Horizon by Ben. Middle Ditch and Swartz, Episode 2, Law School Magic. You can watch that on Netflix. And Puppet History, the YouTube series, on Watcher. I think that should be it, right?
Yeah.
So where they can check you out, Audrey?
At Ralph Garman. Join the Garmy, the Ralph Report.
I didn't know you were Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
Yeah, check her out. I love Ralph Garman if you want. I did not know I married Ralph Garman.
Well, yeah. You just got divorced too.
Oh, never mind. RIP marriage.
just in general.
In general. Yeah, that's it, Audrey. I'm John Abaya.
I'm Audrey Abaya.
And that was the Freaking Awesome podcast.